Welcome to 2022. It's a new year, and on Through the Valley, we are looking forward to this new year, looking ahead to some special guest episodes, and just I'm planning out the year with everything that we're going to talk about, and I'm really excited. If you haven't gotten a chance, listen to last week's episode with Ian Leninger. He was our very first special guest, and I think it set the new year right, just talking about his story about the grace of God in the brokenness of life, so please check that out. But for the new year, I thought it would be fitting just to start these individual episodes with talking about a new year. And from a Christian's perspective, what a new year should look like and why it matters. New Years are often controversial just for the very fact of New Year's resolutions. I don't know if you are a goal setter or if you are for or against New Year's resolutions. Some people do them every year and are great at them. They fulfill their goals. But other people, they either start them and don't finish. I mean, we all see the people that go to Planet Fitness for the month of January and then the attendance just drops down. Or people are just so against them. They think that, you know, it's never going to work. There's no point in setting goals. Regardless of where you stand on that perspective, I think that New Year's resolutions point us to something behind the idea of a new year, right? The new year presents an opportunity, one, for reflection of looking back on the years. I remember at the end of 2020, I mean, everybody was just raving about the new year because the year of COVID was supposedly ending, right? I mean, we were locked in our houses for pretty much half the year, and they were like, by 2020, let's see 2021. And of course, 2021 has presented its own challenges with different things and such. But there's something telling about that, that people are looking back on their years and they're thinking, man, this really let me down, or this wasn't the year I thought it would be. And that seems to be the refrain we hear from a lot of people every year. Well, 2020 wasn't the year. 2021 wasn't the year. This year is going to be it. 2022 is going to be the year where I, and then you fill in the blank. I think that tells a lot about our condition as humans. We're looking for hope, or we're looking for security, whether it's in the hope of a new year or forgetting the past of what was before us, good or bad. But I think as Christians, the most important thing that we should do is look at the new year from the perspective of biblical hope and really our sovereign God. So that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode of Through the Valley. The title of this episode is New Year, Same World. Let's get into it. We're back on Through the Valley. This is your host, Cole. And as always, we start with scripture. So we're turning to the book of Ecclesiastes today. I think this is a fitting book for the new year. So I'm just going to read Ecclesiastes 1, verses 2 through 11. Listen to these words from God's word. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. What does man gain by all the toil with which he toils under the sun? A generation goes, and the generation comes. But the earth remains forever. The sun rises, and the sun goes down, and hastens to the place where it rises. The wind blows to the south, and goes round to the north. Around and around goes the wind, and on its circuits the wind returns. All streams run into the sea, but the sea is not full. To the place where the streams flow, there they flow again. All things are full of weariness. A man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. What has been is what will be, and what has been done is what will be done. There is nothing new under the sun. Is there a thing of which it is said, see, this is new? It has been already in the ages before us. There is no remembrance of former things, nor will there be any remembrance of later things yet to be among those who come after. This is our scripture. This is God's word. And it's such an interesting passage. This is Solomon looking at life after he's lived it up. He's had all the wives he's ever wanted. He had all the luxury, all the power and prestige in the world. And he's looking back on life. And this is what he says. All is vanity. All is vanity. I chased it all. There's nothing that I could have had that I didn't. I tried it all. But what did it leave me with? Emptiness. Then he says, there's nothing new under the sun. Then he goes on to talk about the rivers streaming and the waters never become full. The wind goes and just keeps going around the earth in a circuit. That there's always been things in the world that has happened. There's nothing new. Everything that man has done will be done in the future. The sun rises, the sun sets. And I love verse 11. It says, there's no remembrance of former things, nor will there be any remembrance of later things yet to be. I think that verse just capitulates what New Year's is often about for many people, right? Okay, I'm going to forget the past. I'm going to look ahead to a new year. I'm not going to remember the past. I'm going to look ahead to good fortune, to, you know, whatever you call it, blessings. But this verse says that that is what man does. Man forgets what's behind, doesn't remember the past ills, doesn't remember how history sort of rhymes and repeats things. And man forgets that nothing is new in the world. That is such a good reminder. And I think as Christians, we need to remember that. And that's why I'm calling this episode New Year, Same World. It's a new year, yes, but it's the same world we've been living in. That if you read of history, nothing is new under the sun. Wars, diseases, pandemics even, nothing is new. But I find comfort in the fact that nothing catches God by surprise. As believers, we need to be rooted in the fact that God is in control of history. If you really think about it, there's nothing that you know of what's going to come in these 360-some days in this year. You don't know. I think 2020 was a case in point. Who would have ever guessed that the whole world would have been shut down? It caught everyone by surprise. But I find that if you're like me, it's so easy to forget even about 2020 sometimes. Like I want to forget it. I want to forget that that was a terrible year, and I want to look ahead to the good things that may be in the future. But we can't. God's word is telling us, don't forget that. Don't forget that there's really nothing new under the sun, that there's nothing that will come in this world that already hasn't been. I think that truth can anchor us in times of uncertainty, that if a pandemic hits, if, you know, this new wave of COVID hits and shuts the world down again, that we can say there's nothing new under the sun, right? In a fallen world, there has always been disease. There has always been these things. But on the flip side, nothing catches God by surprise. That he is the sovereign God in control of all history and everything, and this should bring great hope for us. I want us to have what I'm going to call New Year realism, and I'm calling it that because instead of making all these fanciful goals or looking ahead, banking your hope in a new year, I believe the Christian response is to find your hope that no matter what this year may bring, that God is sovereign and in control. And that rather from looking at life from what you want to get out of it this year, rather look at life for what can I do for God's kingdom this year. That if God is in control of history, then he has a plan for my individual life right here and now. So instead of what can I get out of this year, how can I use this year for God's glory? How can I use this year to advance the kingdom of God in my life, my family, my work, my world, my community, wherever? New Year realism, as I'm calling it, is really what Ecclesiastes is talking about. There's nothing new under the sun. Yes, it's a new year, and I think it's fine to set goals, healthy goals that look ahead and are God glorifying. I'm not bashing that in any way, but I'm saying it's a new year, but it's the same world we live in. Don't put too much hope in a new year because we don't know what this new year is going to bring. Rather, it's a new year, but we have the same God. So whatever this year may bring, put your hope in the sovereign, gracious God who has saved you and is living inside of you through the Holy Spirit. I think what the book of Ecclesiastes reminds us of during this time is that nothing is guaranteed in this life. Nothing is guaranteed. The dollar amount in your bank account is not guaranteed tomorrow. The people in your life that you love and care about are not guaranteed tomorrow. Health and even a job are not guaranteed tomorrow. I mean, the world fluctuates up and down. And as humans, we try so hard to hold on to what we have built with our hands, what we think we have been, what we think we've earned with our hands, right? But in reality, I think what God really has been showing us in these past 2 years, especially with the pandemic, is that there is nothing that God is not in control of, one, but then two, he's shaking the false hopes and the false securities and salvations that we bank our hopes in, right? Nothing is certain in this world. There's nothing new. We can look to the past and see that, but we often miss it. But nothing is guaranteed. And so God is trying to turn our attention, and I believe every year he's trying to do this in this world. He's trying to turn our attention to the false hopes of security, whether it's our money, our jobs, our health, our mental health. And he wants to turn us to the true salvation that is found in him. And ultimately, the salvation and comfort in eternity that is found in trusting Jesus with faith as your Savior. So New Year realism, will you have that this year? Are you going to look at this year thinking, what can I get out of it? And what is this year going to bring me? Or are you going to look at this year saying, listen, I know this year could go south very quick in some ways. Maybe it already has for you. But no matter what happens this year, even in the trials and even in the valleys, I'm trusting that God is going to be faithful, one. But then two, I'm going to leverage my life for his kingdom this year. And I really believe that, like, if we commit ourselves to his kingdom, I mean, right, it's Matthew 6, seek first the kingdom of righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth nor vermin can destroy, right? It's looking to what is eternal. And I think the new year is such a good opportunity to reset our minds that, yes, it's a new year, but it's the same world. Yes, it's the same world, but we also have the same God with us. And so I want to point us to this hope that we have in our sovereign God through Jesus, that he has come, that he is with us. And I love this verse from Psalm 37:25. I've been spending a lot of time in the Psalms during the new year. I've been reading one a day, and I've just been trying to pick out a few verses that really stick to me and speak to me. And this one really did. Psalm 37:25. Listen to what David says. He says, I've been young, and now I'm old, yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread. God is ever lending generously, and his children become a blessing. Now, I don't think this verse means that, you know, you're going to get everything you want or God's going to give you whatever you want. I mean, prosperity preachers will tell you that, you know, your best life is now, have all the health, wealth, and prosperity you can get. That's just ripped out of context. Rather, it's, no, David is looking back on his life, and through all the ups and downs, he was young and he's old, but he has never seen those whom God has chosen as his people forsaken. That yes, trials may come, and I mean, you look at the life of Paul. I mean, he was beaten and persecuted, and he had sleepless nights and days where he was hungry, but God never forsook Paul. Just likewise, he never forsakes the righteous who are righteous through Christ. God will provide the needs that we have. He's ever lending generously, and his children become a blessing. I just think there's so much security in that. And this is the same God who comes in Jesus Christ and says that the Father knows every hair of your head, and don't fret about tomorrow because your Father sees your needs. He knows that you need clothes and food. So trust in him to provide. And even when it doesn't make sense, trust in him. I just think that's such a good picture. David says, I was young and now I'm old. And over all my years, I can see that I have a sovereign God who has provided for me even when things didn't make sense. And he has brought me through all this life and has never forsaken me. That's just such a beautiful verse to meditate on. But then also Romans 8:32. I mean, this is just a classic verse for trusting in God's provision. Says that he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Right? So this is saying, if God has secured your salvation through Christ, your eternity, right? Because that's what salvation is. It's us being reconciled to God for now and forever. When Jesus comes back, we will be with him forever because Jesus paid for our sin and made a way through God's grace poured out unto us, that if he has saved you for eternity, if he has your eternity in control, how will he not also have all these other things in control? All things he has in his control, and he will graciously give you everything you need. A few verses earlier, it says that he works all things together for good. But what most people don't realize is the verse after. He says that God's plan for our lives is to be conformed to the image of Christ. I think Romans 8:28 often gets taken out of context. God's going to do for me what's good this year. But sometimes God's good for us doesn't look like our good. God's good for us is shaping us into the image of Christ. So he's going to do whatever's necessary. He's going to put whatever's necessary in your life to shape you and mold you to the image of Christ. That's the plan for the new year. That's his plan, is how can I become more like Jesus Christ this year? What do I need to give up? What do I need to give? Is it more of my time, my energy? Is there an area or sin in my life that I need to repent of? This is the perspective that we should have for a new year. It's not what can I get from it, but it's how can I become more Christ-like? How can I serve God more? And really, I think taking time to reflect on that is a big goal. Setting even goals for how can I become more Christ-like? Not through my power, of course, but through the Spirit's power, spiritual disciplines of leaning into prayer and the Word, setting yourself around Christian community. How can I leverage this new year for God? But also in that, just trusting in God that, yes, David was young, now he's old, but he can look back and see God's hand providing for every step of his life. And knowing that whatever comes, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain, because God has saved me for eternity. Therefore, yes, everything is vanity in this world, in the sense that nothing can satisfy me that is material. Even the possessions I have could be gone tomorrow. My life, my health could be gone tomorrow. But my eternity is secure in Christ. So I just challenge you this year, no matter what season of life you're in, you may be going through a really tough season right now, or you may feel like this year is going to be a good year. The point is that you don't know what this year is going to bring, just like we didn't know what 2020 or 2021 would bring. So it's a new year, but it's the same world. But it's the same world, but we have the same God. So we trust our God with me today, that no matter what comes this year, that God is good, he's sovereign, and that ultimately because he has saved us through Jesus Christ, that we know that he will graciously give us what we need. And what we need is to be conformed to the image of Christ, because that increases our fellowship with him, it increases our love and our service for him, and ultimately it brings glory to his name, and that's what life is all about. This new year's not about what we can get. It's about how can we glorify God more. And this is the point of life, is to glorify God and make him known. So let's commit together this year to leverage this year for God's kingdom, to use whatever happens, good or ill, as knowing that it's conforming us to the image of Christ and serving as a testimony for other people so that they may look at our lives and see that we aren't looking to a new year as our hope. We aren't looking to a new year as our security, because it's the same world. Rather, we're looking in this new year to the same God who has been with us, will be with us, and will carry us through every valley to the end of the age when we are with him for eternity. Amen. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Through the Valley. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Next week, we're going to start a series on depression in the Christian worldview. So next week, we're just going to look at what is depression? How do we even define it from a biblical standpoint? And then we'll go on to really just analyze this condition and how it affects us and how to cope with it as a believer and even what hope is there through it. So really hoping you'll join me for this series. And even if you don't deal with depression or haven't dealt with it, just to be more informed about those conditions that your brothers and sisters may be going through. So as always, I just really appreciate you guys, and let me know if there's anything else you guys would like to listen to in the comments below, and leave a like, share, and I'll see you next time. All music in this podcast is provided by the host himself. And if you would like to support this podcast, you can click the links below in the description or support the creator on Patreon.